Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. It's cold. We're in the 30s, 37 degrees now. We're going to warm up today a little bit. We'll get to the low 50s. It's going to be cloudy, kind of dreary, though, for pretty much most of the day. We'll get that weekend forecast with Dan Brunoff coming up in a moment. Our top story, hashtag spoiler alert. If you recorded the game, you didn't stay up late to watch it. Yeah, there's no really reason to watch it. The Cowboys' playoff hopes are on life support now following last night's loss in Detroit.
The Lions down Dallas 44-30, but half the boys' points came on field goals. The offense had trouble turning those drives into touchdowns, especially in the first half. Dak Prescott got sacked 5 times.
Prescott in a vice. Sack. Al-Fadim Muhammad with the sack.
Muhammad had 3 of them. But they gave up 44 points to the Lions as well, so the defense wasn't very good, says Brian Schottenheimer. Too many explosives.
You know, Montgomery hits explosive run, big play, Jamison Williams after we made it, you know, one-score game. And, you know, those are things that we have been doing over the last 3 weeks, and we didn't do it tonight.
Bottom line, 6-6-1, 4 games to play. Odd makers say Cowboys' chance of making the playoffs, just 7%. Fans not loving it.
It was not the outcome that Cowboys fans wanted.
I've been watching this team for 37 years. I'll always watch them. I'll always be with them. But they didn't have it tonight. And hopefully they have it next Sunday. But honest to God, the last 30 years, this team doesn't have it.
Everybody was pointing to one thing tonight, the bad defense.
Our defensive coordinator is trash. He sit here and put safeties on the best wide receivers. You gave up 44 points on a night where we needed to try to shut down. I'm very disappointed in our coaching staff. We got our coach tonight.
In Uptown Dallas, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Coughing, sneezing, we got it all. You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. It's a big morning. Why? The World Cup draw. Eric Bushman starts our team coverage of this event.
Each group has 4 teams, and each team has 3 games. The groups move around, which means various countries have a chance to play in several locations across the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Dallas will host matches for teams from groups F, L, and J. Houston will host matches for teams from groups E, F, K, and H. The various teams from those groups will move around in the 3 games everyone plays in group stage. Teams from Dallas's 3 groups will also play in Houston, as well as Toronto, Kansas City, New York, and a number of other places. Teams from groups passing through Houston will also move around for games in Miami, Guadalajara, Mexico City, Toronto, and other places. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Russell Scott reports several places in North Texas will have watch parties.
My first introduction into World Cup soccer almost 25 years ago at the Londoner in Addison, and now that pub is hosting a big World Cup draw watching party. Manager Siobhan Holly is amazed at the growth of the sport over here.
Definitely had a massive traction in the last few years. So many more people coming to watch soccer at our pub just because they're so excited and want to be part of the whole World Cup experience.
Siobhan grew up in England, and if she could get a ticket to watch them play,
that would be a dream come true if I could see an England game.
The Londoner is one of several places that will show the World Cup draw. Several downtown Dallas pubs will also do so, and so will Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. From the 24-hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And that draw starts at 11 this morning. The Supreme Court overrules an appeals court and says Texas can use the newly redrawn congressional maps in the midterms. KRLD's Barbara Schwartz has more on a story we brought you as breaking news yesterday afternoon.
The maps drawn at the urging of President Trump are designed to move five Texas congressional districts from Democratic to Republican. Texas successfully argued the redraw was not about race, but about political gain.
And at the same time, to block the maps would do harm to Texas because people are filing, and if you delayed this much longer, you'd have to push the primaries back, and that would have a really negative impact on the entire process here in Texas.
Rice University political scientist Mark Jones. Other states are now following Texas redistricting lead. The deadline to file for the party primaries in our state is Monday. From the 24-hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The World Cup draw goes live at 11 a.m. Central. It's basically the giant sorting hat of the soccer world. After that, teams know their opponents, and Dallas finally knows which nations and supporters are coming to AT&T Stadium, which will be branded Dallas Stadium. Massive breaking news. Netflix agrees to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and streaming business in a blockbuster deal valued at about $72 billion. The acquisition gives Netflix control of iconic franchises and premium content, including Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, the HBO catalog, and the entire DC Universe. The Lions hand the Cowboys a 44-30 loss on a night that stings even more with CeeDee Lamb leaving under concussion protocol. Now at 6-6-1, Dallas' playoff path gets tighter as they turn towards a must-have home game next Sunday against the 4-8 Vikings.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, I think something that sets soccer apart from all the other sports that we like here in the United States is how accessible soccer is. Unlike football, where you got to have pads and you got to have equipment, and unlike baseball, where you got to have equipment, soccer, you just need a ball and a little bit of space.
And most people have legs. So,
yeah, and that's... So I think it's a more accessible sport for kids across the world that don't have access to all that equipment and rules and refs and everything else.
What's the first thing you want to do when you're a kid? You want to kick your sister or brother or whatever, and then you put the ball in front of you, and all of a sudden you're a soccer star.
Yeah.
You're messy.
7:23, News Radio 1080 KRLD on the DFW's only all-news morning show.
Well, a 12-year-old student in Wiley is accused of making threats against a school administrator. Police say it happened at McMillan Junior High. They say when the school resource officer got there, the student tried to take the officer's gun. That student's been arrested. Police are not releasing their name because of their age. Texas homeowners have seen their premiums jump by 55% since 2019 as insurers have denied nearly half of all claims filed, according to a new study from the social advocacy group Unlock America's Future.
Over the last 20 years, unpaid claims have risen to about 35% in 2024 to 47% at the end of last year.
Dallas area state rep Mejia Pleza says the report shows 10 major insurance companies in Texas deny more than half the claims they received. And she's calling on Governor Abbott and Texas Insurance Commissioner Cassie Brown to take action.
Restore more meaningful penalties to wrongful claim denials.
Texas is currently the third most expensive state for home insurance.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst and soccer star, David Johnson. Were you a big soccer star as a kid? Uh-oh.
Oh, Looney Tunes, yeah.
So that's my lead today.
Yes. I know, it's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal. And one of the things that makes it so intriguing is everybody knows the components. I mean, we're talking about trillion-dollar companies all the time. But Warner Brothers Discovery is getting bought out by Netflix for $72 billion in equity value. Throw in the debt, it's $82 billion. So, you know, when you get with NVIDIA, it's chump change, but everybody knows the names that are involved in this. Obviously, it's all the Porky Pigs and Bugs Bunnies and all of the inventory, the film inventory at Warner Brothers. But also, it's HBO. So the deal is, as it stands right now, and we're still going to be talking about this probably in 2027, is the deal is for Warner Brothers Film Studio and their streaming service, HBO Max. Then they're going to spin out separate company, TNT and CNN and the other networks. Those are separated. But this has been a fight. Comcast wanted it. Larry Ellison really, really wanted it. That's Paramount. Skydance. But this is the deal as we have it right now. And like I say, the challenge is going to be to get it through the antitrust division of the SEC. And if they don't, then there's a $5.8 billion fee that Netflix is going to pay Warner Brothers. And by the same token, if Warner Brothers gets cold feet, they're going to have to pay Netflix $2.8 billion. So it's really an intriguing deal. Meanwhile, the stock market looks like it's going to resume the rally, although it's been at a slower pace here over the last several days. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, would be up 46 points. NASDAQ a little better, up 73. The S&P average up 10. We have major economic news coming later on this morning, not till 9 o'clock. But this is the inflation gauge that we know the Fed watches so closely, the PCE. That'll dictate movement. Right now, the Dow looks higher by 23 points, and the S&P looks up 10. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
The expansion of Clyde Warren Deck Park is a step closer to happening.
Dallas Parks and Rec Board approved plans to make Clyde Warren Park larger and longer by the end of the decade. Decking would be added west of St. Paul Street to make room for more green space in the park's first indoor event space. It's an addition of 1.7 acres and could cost more than $120 million. The Dallas City Council will consider this plan next week.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen. This as Clyde Warren gets ready to celebrate the holidays with its mayor tree lighting on Saturday. CEO Kit Sarr says they're celebrating one of their strongest years yet.
We've had another banner year with our Independence Day event, had a lot of people come out to watch fireworks in the park. Same with our big annual trick-or-treating event where we passed out 125,000 pieces of candy that Kroger had donated.
Saturday's holiday festivities run from 4 to 8:30. The tree gets lit at 6 o'clock. Parking at Plaza of the Americas is $6. And giant holiday balloons, festive floats, and local marching bands, and even Santa. Some of the many things people can see at the Dallas Holiday Parade tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. The parade's free. There are $35 tickets for bleacher seats if you'd rather do that.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.